This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right. There is a badass Uncle Sam. I want to make sure that I don't want to say his name publicly before I'm positive I can say it. We're checking his YouTube channel. He goes out on the streets of New Orleans and films powerful video. He's dressed up as Uncle Sam. He talks to citizens. Now, check out this amazing confrontation he had with a British professor who was glad to see free speech in England dying.
Did you watch the video of him? Did you watch the entire video? And you're telling me that he was justified to be taken off the street by the police just for reporting. You are? You're a fascist pig. You, sir, are a fascist pig.
I'm a fascist.
Yes, you are.
And pointing in my face.
I don't give a what I'm doing. I can do that when you say you allow people to be taken off the street just for reporting on something that's going inside a courthouse. That's like someone come along here right now and take me to jail just because I happen to be yelling in your face calling you a fascist pig, which you are.
Okay, do you want me to respond? The reason he was tried for this is because of an accumulation of incidents, including extreme violence in football grounds.
Which were all, the power of the state goes against you. They come up with phony charges. They can come up and dig up everything and everything about you and make you look like the devil himself. But the fact that he's talking about the destruction of his country, the fact that you've got idiots right now and England judges saying, oh, we got to dull all the knives because the knife stabbings have gone way up. So it doesn't make any difference what the weapon it is, whether it's a gun or a knife. You have an epidemic of rapes and knife violence going on in London right now, and London surpassed New York for violent crimes.
Firstly, there's not an epidemic of rape.
Would you care to look that up? I'll put money on it. Do you have any money? I'd like to put some money on it.
Statistics risen.
I'd like to.
There is a rape problem.
Let's put money on it. Let's put money on it.
How much?
I don't know. I'll give you 10-1 odds.
So how are you going to
I'll give you 10 bucks. Well, look it up. Look it up. There's my 10
look
bucks.
Look at the statistics.
You got the camera. Come on. Look it up.
I don't have Wi-Fi in this country, so I don't have access to the resources right now, but I can guarantee there's not been an increase in rape in recent times in the UK. It's actually on a decrease.
Really? Put up your money. Put up your money.
This is just a clip from the video at the Michael Zavari YouTube channel.
What do you do for a living? Is this just what you do for your life?
None of your damn business what I do for a living.
It's just a question.
Yeah. Why do I have to do anything for a living? What do you do for a living?
I'm a university professor.
What do you teach? What do you teach? Education studies?
Yeah.
You're familiar with the Carnegie Institute, of course, and how they corrupted the entire educational system by going ahead and promoting a socialist one world government, right? You know all about that, don't you?
Yeah. I am a socialist.
I know you are. That's why I called you a fascist pig, and I meant it.
I feel
now you've proved it.
I feel similarly about you.
Yeah, now you proved it to me. So I'm speaking to professionals from England or from, Austria, Germany, wherever, and I'm hearing from them that their countries are being changed irreparably because of the immigration, the crimes coming up. Women are afraid to walk the streets now alone. That, you know, their cultures are changing dramatically. So these people are lying to me?
I mean, that's a misperception, perhaps. I don't think it's true that women are not able to walk around in England.
Okay, so that is just partial clips from the video. The full video is on the Michael Dabari channel. Honestly, there's so much classic moments in the full 25-minute video. We weren't able to get all of them in that, but I suggest you go watch that for yourself. But let me just say this. As someone that goes into the hordes of the brainwashed masses and gives them truth, I mean, I can only imagine what it's like to dunk in an NBA Finals game, but I would imagine it's something like that. I would imagine it feels something like that. So you want to feel what it feels like to dunk in an NBA Finals game? Go out on the streets and talk to the brainwashed liberals.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And Brandon Tatum is joining me now at the Officer Tatum on Twitter. You can find his YouTube channel, BT Cruiser 34. A lot of stuff we could talk about here. Let's get it started, though, with the Alice Marie Johnson pardon. You know, it's funny, they say Trump is a racist, but he's pardoned people of all different race, colors, and creeds, not just black people, but white people as well, and also Dinesh D'Souza. So all different kinds of people from all different walks of life. Trump is looking at these cases, and he is pardoning them. I will say there are probably 100 other Alice Marie Johnsons out there sitting in jail that don't have Kim Kardashian coming to bat for them. So, you know, there is somewhat of an injustice here, I do believe. However, overall, you can see why Trump did this, and you can see how the media wants to still say that Trump is X, Y, or Z, even though he is doing this. But I'm just curious, Brandon, I mean, what do you think? Because Kim Kardashian gives a shout out to Trump for this pardon. And I don't know if you saw it on Twitter and looked at the responses, but it's amazing to me because all the Trump haters that follow Kim Kardashian are justifying it by saying, oh, this is just one time that Trump did good, and it's really just Kim that did it. It's not really Trump. So really just thank Kim, even though she's here thanking Trump, and Alice Marie Johnson's thanking Trump. The Trump haters that follow Kim Kardashian still say Trump bad. This is actually just Kim.
Yeah, I think, like I said, man, I think these people are going down a slippery slope and they're just hoping for the worst with President Trump. But with the pardon of Jack Johnson and the pardon of Alice, you know, Marie Johnson, I think that this is just pivotal. You know, that this kind of a pardon is going to change her family for the rest of her life and the rest of their lives. And it's amazing to me. And I really do think this is making a huge impact. And this is another thing, that the fact that a celebrity like Kim Kardashian took Donald Trump at his word, went down to the White House, and had a conversation with the man and got him to pardon somebody very important. And I think that this just shines in the face of all of these ignorant folks that won't even sit at the table with a president that will literally include you in legislation, includes you in the pardon of people who are very important. And I think that the people who are the haters are losing out, and everybody else with a conscious brain are the ones who are going to benefit from a president that I think is going to go down in history as one of the best.
Well, and think about it, too, where you have a situation with Barack Obama calling Jay-Z, specifically requesting, hey, can you tell some of these other rappers and R&B artists not to meet with the president? So then Jay-Z does it. I don't know why he's Obama's call boy, but does it. Contacts a Meek Mill, for example, and says, hey, don't go meet with President Trump. It's bad for your ratings. It'll be bad for your public image. And then you say, well, wait a second. Kanye West has said Trump is his brother. Kanye West meets with Trump. Kanye West is pro-Trump, really. And he just had the number one album in the world in 83 different countries, top 7 songs on iTunes. But it's like they still don't get it. I mean, it's like why wouldn't you meet with President Trump? And that's like what you're saying. It's like, duh, you would meet with President Trump.
It's called crabs in a bucket, man. You know, I think Jay-Z is one of the leaders of the crab in a bucket mentality. LeBron James falls in that category, unfortunately. And these individuals, they have an opportunity to change history. They have an opportunity to be on the right side of history. And people like Kanye West opening up his mind to be a free thinker, and he's leaving these people in the dust. Number one album in the world. That is absolutely amazing. When you had all these African American people that are supposedly boycotting him, and all these rappers are talking bad about him, how he's a sellout, and that he'll never be the same, and he's outselling them in all of his records. And that's not even including his Yeezy line, where it's probably going to be one of the top earners in the world as well. So I just really think these people are playing crabs in a bucket, and it's not going to work. When a young brother try to take a step out of the box, open his mind and understand it, and not be the status quo, you know, he gets pulled down by other people. And I find that very disappointing. But I'm also encouraged by a lot of the young African-American people who are coming out of the box and who are going to flourish because of it.
Well, and let's go back to this whole White House visit boycott of the Eagles. They can say, oh, Trump canceled it. No. They lied to him. They said they were sending 70 people. Then they only were going to send one player. They set him up. He said, I'm sorry, not going to be worth my time. And then, of course, what does the media do? They spin it, oh, Trump bad. Oh, look at Trump. And so then they have to bring it to an NBA Finals press conference and have LeBron comment on it. And what does LeBron say? Oh, I'm not surprised. You know, I won't be visiting the White House. Of course, he's not going to win. But the Warriors won't be visiting the White House either. And so he makes that statement. So I try to take a step back and understand this because I like sports. I mean, I came up in the sports media. I like watching the NFL. I like watching LeBron James play basketball. I think it's an amazing spectacle. But then he says stuff like this and you just scratch your head and you're like, dude, are you really that dumb? Or are you intentionally trying to bring this country down? What are you talking about? So let's try to figure it out. Okay, how does this all start? Colin Kaepernick takes a knee during the national anthem while Obama is president. Nobody stops going to the White House. Nobody cares. Then Trump gets in, and the NFL ratings are collapsing, and Trump simply says, look, maybe we should stop kneeling for the national anthem and be more patriotic. You might see the ratings return. He's 100% right, but then it becomes this national issue, and it's somehow Trump's fault. Well, why were you taking the knee in the first place? Trump wasn't even president. So then all of a sudden the knee becomes a protest of Trump, even though it started as a protest against injustice in the country, which if anyone's done anything for injustice against black people, it is Trump. I mean, the whole weave that they're webbing here is like, it's so insane. Again, what do you think? Is LeBron James just that ignorant of the situation? I mean, he spends all his day dribbling a ball. I could understand it. Or does he consciously want people not to like Trump for whatever reason?
Oh, and you hit the nail on the head, man. This is an epidemic. Like, I think people don't understand how deep the ties are and the roots are in the black community, that if you for 1 minute think that you're going to do anything out of the box, man, you are going to be shunned. And I think LeBron James, and I said this on another thing, that he's not a leader. He's just a successful basketball player, which puts him in a position that people consider him to be a leader. He don't have the leadership skills. LeBron James isn't that dumb. I don't believe so. But what he's doing is he's a follower. So he's following the status quo and this anti-Trump rhetoric. And he's just looking dumber and dumber. And I think that the president is what you consider a stand-up man. If I was the president, I'd do the same thing. It is a privilege and an honor to be invited to the White House. And if y'all can't get y'all stuff together and you're going to send half of the team, a quarter of the team, or whatever the case may be, then you don't need to be here. Y'all need to come together as a team. You can show up on a football field and suit up and play as a team, and you need to come to the White House as a team. I'm glad to see the president, you know, show some you-know-what and stand up to these people, because it's not about celebrity status. It's not about kissing and babying these people. It's about having integrity and supporting this country. And if you don't, you don't get invited to the White House. That's just the way it is.
Well, and think about this, too. You don't think that over the decades of this tradition of champions visiting the White House, you haven't had individuals that probably didn't like the president, disagreed on his policies, who knows what else, yet they didn't make a big fuss about it. They probably still showed up or just quietly said, I'm not going to partake in this celebration, which is perfectly fine. You don't need to make a national case of it. But what's the difference? And this is where the false consensus operation comes into play. They have this false consensus that Trump is a racist. Trump is a bigot. So now all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's okay for me to skip this. I'm protesting racism. No, you're not. You're buying into a false consensus. You're buying into the brainwashing, and I agree with you. If I were Trump, I'd take it personally. None of them boycotted Obama. None of them boycotted Bush. They're clearly boycotting me. I would do the same thing. I would take it personally, and I would say, you know what? If you don't want to come here and be a part of history, then screw you. I've got other people that I would rather spend my time with.
I agree 100%. I hope that he invites some patriotic people to the White House and in their place and to have a great celebration. I hope he invites you and I both. So, you know, I'm not disappointed that he did it. And I think he did the right thing. And I'd like to see him continue to do things like this moving forward. And, you know, the NFL is going to continue to suffer because I know a lot of people on my news feed that said despite the rule change, they're still not going to watch the NFL. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to watch it either. It's going to be another year watching. Do not watch the NFL. Do not participate in the shenanigans.
Well,
here's
what's going to happen. It's actually going to become a bigger issue. The NFL Jets owner has already said he'll pay the fines of anyone that kneels. And now players are going to look at it as an even bigger protest because the league is telling them not to do it. So I think the knees are not going away, or they'll find some new way to protest and they'll keep destroying the NFL product. I mean, it's why would you kill the golden goose? That's what they're doing.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
This Sunday, we are having a hashtag MeToo protest here in Austin, Texas, outside Bass Concert Hall near the University of Texas, where Bill Clinton will be going for his book tour. That's right, the guy that was broke coming out of the White House, the guy that was philandering with all different kinds of women, cheating on Hillary Clinton, then she threatened and abused them, bullied them. And the left gets to have their hashtag MeToo protests in the name of Donald Trump, even though there's been nothing there. They ignore Harvey Weinstein and Bill Clinton. So we're going to have our MeToo protest at Bill Clinton this Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Time, outside Bass Concert Hall, where former President Bill Clinton is touring for his newest book. You know, it's amazing. Think about Bill Clinton right now. I don't know. I mean, they must be desperate for money somehow. Why else would Bill Clinton, go on this tour, this book tour, where everywhere he goes now, he gets confronted with his rape allegations, with his past? So why is he even doing it? It's crazy. So he'll be in Austin, Texas, 6 p.m. Central this Sunday evening. We'll be having a hashtag MeToo protest. I hope you can make it out. All Info Warriors from Dallas, from Houston, from San Antonio, from Austin, Texas, I hope you can join me this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Central outside Bass Concert Hall to hashtag MeToo protest Bill Clinton. Of course, all this is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got these super summer specials rolling out now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off top-selling items like Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, DNA Force Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I've been having a lot of people sending me messages saying they've been wearing the T-shirts out more often, and they've been getting a positive response when they go out in public. The Hillary for Prison T-shirts, the Moan Labe T-shirts, the Come and Take It T-shirts, all at InfoWarsStore.com. People are wearing them out. I understand, you know, obviously you wear a conservative shirt out, a Trump shirt out. A radical liberal is likely to punch you in the face or try to, you know, rip your head off you or something. But some brave people still go out there and do it every day and face the hate. And they've been saying, actually, they've been getting a more positive response now. So T-shirts, hats also available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're trying to get back in touch with Brandon Tatum. Guys, I'm guessing we still don't have that connection made. Okay, then in the meantime, let's roll then clip six, because this is what we're doing. We cannot allow these traitors to America to come to our town and not protest them. So, guys, roll this clip through, including the ending. This is Bill Clinton at his book tour getting confronted by a patriot in a crowded theater. Go ahead and roll the clip.
Why did you fly on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express 26 times? 26 times, Bill. Why? What were you doing on Jeffrey Epstein's plane? He knows. James Patterson knows who Jeffrey Epstein is. Child sex trafficker. You flew on 26 times.
Shut up.
What, you got nothing to say? You know No, you get it. James, tell them who it is.
This isn't an open session.
It's not an open session?
Not for questions. Okay. So you could be just the guy.
You wrote a book on Jeff. Sorry. 26 times, Bill.
Sit down and then let him continue. You can't disrupt the event.
You didn't investigate it.
Okay, let's go.
You didn't investigate it. Look it up. Jeffrey Epstein. Who cares? Yeah. Yeah. We know, Bill.
So there you go. And we'll roll that clip again. But again, this is what you have to do when these people come to your town, folks. So that's why we're protesting Bill Clinton this Sunday. Now, Brandon, you said something in the last segment that I kind of want to get to here. You talk about LeBron James being a bad leader. Now, I want to hear you expand on that a little bit, but I would say, just from a sports perspective, a lot of people could understand this because you look at LeBron James, when he doesn't win the title in Cleveland, he flies down to Miami to join the big three down there to win his titles. He comes back to Cleveland when they have Kyrie Irving, wins a title with him, another superstar. Now Kyrie's gone. Looks like the Cavs are about to lose, and it looks like James is going to leave again. So you can kind of take that analogy and say, and I'm not saying he's a bad leader on the court or a bad basketball player. Obviously, he's probably one of the best in the world. But there's a difference between, in my mind, a great leader like Michael Jordan who stays in one place and just puts his head down and wins, as opposed to LeBron who looks for the best environment for him to be in to win. But talk about your comments saying that he's a bad leader when it comes to the messages he's sending out there, not just to the black community, but to the youth in general as well.
Right. So when you study leadership, there's a difference between a person who has the attributes of being a leader and a person who just assumes a position as a leader. So, for instance, just because a person is promoted to be a supervisor doesn't make them automatically a good leader. They just have a positional leadership. And so LeBron James, his greatness as a basketball player puts him in positional leadership. That doesn't mean he has leadership qualities. And I think leadership qualities will lead a person to make proper decisions, like stand up above everybody else and say, hey, let's go meet with the president, because logically we can get things done if we meet with the man that can get stuff done. And, you know, so we have to, like, our people are blending the two. You know, sports leadership is different than being a leader and a role model to everybody else. And I think that LeBron James is not what I consider to be a role model in any other aspect other than him shooting a basketball. And that's my own personal opinion.
I'm just confused why he would campaign for Hillary Clinton and toe the water for the Democrat Party that has done nothing in the inner cities, nothing for all the virtue signaling they do for black people. What have they actually done? Here Trump gets in office and black unemployment hits an all-time low. So even if you want to take that angle that the media always loves to use, as though, oh, you know, Democrats are really looking out for the minorities and Trump is a racist and hates them, well, the actual facts and data don't show that at all.
Right. And that's, like I said, a person who is a leader is going to have documented data on their approach to being quasi an activist. People who are not leaders don't look up stats. They look up trends and popularity. Wherever the tide goes, that's where LeBron goes. And the popular thing is Hillary Clinton. And they probably pay him a lot of money for him to support her. And that's where his mindset goes. It's not going to what's right. It's going to what's popular and what's trendy. And so, I mean, I don't expect the man to be a leader simply because he's young. He's been in the spotlight since he's been like 16 years old. He never had to be, like I said, he never had to gather those leadership skills. He's just been forced in a position to do so. And another thing I want to say before we end the show is that all these NFL players, I saw the Eagles posting stuff in the locker room on these cards and stuff. It is about time that people stop running their mouth about these things and actually get out and do something. These NFL players have millions and millions of dollars. They can go right down to the local law enforcement agency and assist in training. They can do all of these things. But yet and still, they're sitting in the locker room taking a knee and holding up posters. It's getting old, man, and it's not working.
And you're not really seeing the results of these protests or of whatever you want to call it in the actual communities. And isn't that what they want? Don't they want results? I would do something differently instead of the same thing over and over again. That's considered insane. Brandon Tatum, thank you for joining us at the Officer Tatum on Twitter. BT.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Border arrests remain near peak of Trump era, and there's all kinds of video reports I have here where they're basically running these sting operations at businesses, and they're arresting tons of illegal immigrants. Now, you can have the debate at the ACLU whether or not you like that, but it's working. They are finding lawbreakers, and President Trump is fulfilling his promise. In fact, you had 50,000 people, I can't remember if it was this month or this year, 50,000 people trying to cross the border illegally apprehended. 50,000 people. I mean, just think about that. So anyway, that's just President Trump fulfilling his promise. But look at this madness from Eric Swalwell. Oh, Eric Swalwell. I'm telling you, I don't understand how a guy like this exists. Either this is the most blackmailed person in the history of the world, or literally the guy's brain is the size of a peanut. And a peanut may even be smarter. Look at what Eric Swalwell tweets out today. I mean, the guy, everything the guy tweets out is so laughable, you could just have a comedy skit. But he tweets this out. If you're in a campaign for federal office and a foreign agent offers you dirt on your opponent, you should tell the FBI. Now, do you realize the irony of this, folks? Do you realize the double standard of this? Ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton paid for foreign agents to get dirt on Donald Trump. It's so outrageous. This whole thing has reached such levels of deception and tomfoolery, you can't even find it on a map. There is nothing historically to make reference to this, where they say Trump is trying to collude with Russia for allegedly trying to get dirt on Hillary Clinton via WikiLeaks or Putin or whoever. But wait a second. Oh, and so by the way, so they decide to spy on President Trump. But wait a second. It was Hillary Clinton who paid Fusion GPS to get dirt from foreign operatives, Christopher Steele, working with five different Russians to draw up a dossier on President Trump as opposition research. So here Eric Swalwell says, if you're in a campaign for federal office and a foreign agent offers you dirt on your opponent, you should tell the FBI. So then, according to Eric Swalwell, Hillary Clinton should have called the FBI and reported herself for paying Fusion GPS to get opposition research from a foreign intelligence agent, Christopher Steele. Do you understand how ludicrous this is? Do you understand why this drives me crazy? Do you understand why I go insane having to report this stuff? I just don't understand why the average American doesn't have logic and critical thinking anymore. Now, I was going to go to a clip of Eric Swalwell on Tucker Carlson last night because it's just the same ridiculous crap. And you're just like, oh, my God, how dumb is this guy? Oh, good Lord, tell me this man is not actually in our government. And he actually is. He's on intelligence committees. Eric Swalwell is on intelligence committees, a guy who has no intelligence. Who says, again, I mean, folks, this is so loaded. This is so outrageous. This is so ironic. I don't even know how to report on it. Hi, grass is green. Wow, thank you, Schroyer. That's like this. Again, let me just say this one more time. This is insane. Eric Swalwell says, if you're in a campaign for federal office and a foreign agent offers you dirt on your opponent, you should tell the FBI. So according to Eric Swalwell, Hillary Clinton should have called the FBI and reported herself and her own campaign for funding Fusion GPS opposition research from Christopher Steele, a British intelligence agent, for a fake dossier report on Donald Trump where he colluded with five Russian assets to draw it up. You know, maybe my frustration is overblown because I don't take into account, because I don't have it in front of me every day, but the American public in general doesn't buy this anymore. But then you see Eric Swalwell getting voted back in at a 70% clip in the primaries. A guy on the Intelligence Committee who has no intelligence. He's so dumb. Again, is Eric Swalwell this dumb or this compromised? Is he this stupid or is he that blackmailed? That, you take your pick, folks. There's no in-between ground here. Eric Swalwell is either that stupid or that blackmailed. If you ask me, I'd say both. Because to get the kind of blackmail you have on Eric Swalwell, you probably have to be pretty stupid to begin with. So I would say both things are true. But it's just incredible that these people are in our government. And this is why the average American now is understanding how the government's become so corrupt, but more than that, even inept. Just totally inept. Where even Howard Schultz now, a famed liberal Democrat, who they're rumoring may enter the presidential race of 2020, looks at some of these Democrat policies and he says, wait a second, how do we afford all this? It's like, we can't afford to be paying people. We can't afford to be giving people money. We can't afford to be funding Planned Parenthood. We can't afford to be funding all of this crap that we're funding. Funding now free tuition, you say you want? And so here's a businessman who understands the bottom line. I mean, you have to at least call a spade a spade. Think about running for the Democrat Party, perhaps looking at some of their policies, and he's just like, well, hold on a second. This doesn't work. You don't have the money. Do you know how to balance a budget? Clearly not. And then Trump is that person, except from the other side with the business experience and the know-how, but also well beyond that as far as his patriotism and what he's trying to do right now. I mean, you realize that there's Trump towers all over the world. Those didn't just pop up magically. He had to make business deals. He had to negotiate. He had to meet people. He had to establish friendships all over the world. And so people know Trump's not a Russian agent. People know that this is total BS. All around the world, people know that the television news is lying to them. BBC News in England is a joke. It's almost worse than CNN, if you can believe that. But here's Eric Swalwell, and he's not alone in this. He just puts his idiocracy out there every day. If you're in a campaign for federal office and a foreign agent offers you dirt on your opponent, you should tell the FBI. So again, according to Eric Swalwell, Hillary Clinton should have called the FBI on herself for funding opposition research using Christopher Steele and five unnamed Russian agents to compile a made-up dossier as opposition research. It's really incredible. It's truly incredible. I don't know. I don't know what you do if these people continue to get voted into government. Like, how does Omar Navarro, who's running against Maxine Waters, who has actually ran a campaign in his district, get 10,000 votes? Maxine Waters gets 40,000 votes, has barely campaigned in her district at all. Last campaign event she did had 10 people, half of which aren't even voting age. Maxine Waters gets 10 people at a campaign event. Omar Navarro gets hundreds of people every time he does a public speaking event on Twitter or social media. Yet somehow Maxine Waters gets 40,000 votes. How is that possible? How does a woman that gets 10 people to show up at an event get 40,000 votes? And if you don't question that, then you're an idiot. And if you're Eric Swalwell, you're even dumber than an idiot.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
There really is a problem in this country with mental illness. And I'm not sure what you stack up a story like this to as far as what degree of mental illness or how you get to this point. Man admits to intentionally getting HIV so that he could intentionally spread it to others. This is a 25-year-old in Arkansas doing this. Also, all kinds of other crazy stuff that he was doing, selling drugs, doing meth, etc. But once again, you have a situation. This individual had child porn in his possession, which was also chalked up on the charges. Now, actually, this isn't even the right clip. Clip 13 is one clip. Guys, where is the clip that I put in the folder today? Here, find the clip that I put in the folder today of the Polk County Sheriff from Florida talking about the truth when it comes to child porn. But before we do that, you just had the man arrested in Arkansas that had child porn. You got the pedo-gate porn arrest going down almost daily. You had the child sex dungeon, human trafficking dungeon found in Tucson, Arizona, with a quote-unquote rape tree inside it where you harness the children to the tree. I'm just going to leave it at that, folks. I mean, you can imagine. But here's clip 13. Another massive child sex trafficking bust was made in Atlanta.
Children are reunited with their families after a month-long sting of accused sex traffickers in the metro area. News Since 5, Channel 2's Mike Pachenik is live in Alpharetta. He tells us what officers uncovered at one local hotel there. Mike.
Yeah, Jovita, Alpharetta police were among about 40 police departments working on this Operation Safe Summer, cracking down on unsafe child sex trafficking. On one afternoon nearly 2 weeks ago, undercover Alpharetta detectives responded to an ad for sex in a room at this Westside Parkway Hotel, then arrested a woman and her boyfriend, Mario Banks, who police say was acting as her pimp.
A lot of people don't realize that things happen.
Banks' arrest, one of dozens the Alpharetta police made last month as part of a sting targeting sex trafficking in the metro.
It actually had a 17-year-old juvenile female who was being forced into prostitution by her pimp. We were able to make that recovery.
In fact, police and FBI agents worked in six metro counties to rescue victims of sex trafficking, an operation that resulted in the identification
Trump,
and rescue of 150 kids, including one as young as three.
Let me explain something here. President Trump is not in the sex cults, ladies and gentlemen. Where was the story? I had some story here. Some guy's talking about how degenerate Trump is. I think it was in this story. Talking about how degenerate Trump is. He can't control himself. He's this, that, and the other thing. See if somebody can find that. I don't even know where it's coming from. President Trump, do you realize he doesn't drink or do drugs and never has? He's been sober his whole life. I can't say that. I don't know many people that could say that. I doubt there's any other president that could say that. But then they say President Trump is this, that, and the other thing. When he is so much bigger than them, it's not even funny. And he is the one that has taken the handcuffs off of law enforcement when it comes to cracking down on the sex trafficking, because he's not in the sex cults, folks. They've always been in the sex cults. Trump's not in the sex cults. That's why you're seeing these arrests. Let's go back to this report from Atlanta.
And rescue of 150 kids, including one as young as three. Nearly 160 people charged.
Think about that.
They are crimes of special concern to the FBI and to law enforcement generally.
Matt Alcock is assistant special agent in charge of Atlanta's FBI field office.
It's important for those of us who are responsible for the children, the parents, the guardians, the older siblings, the aunts, uncles, the church, whoever it may be, to not let children fall away from those strongly centered circles of importance.
And now Alpharetta police tell us the man they arrested with that juvenile teenager is looking and facing federal charges. The FBI says the majority of the people arrested are facing charges in individual counties. Live in North Fulton County, Alpharetta, Mike Pachenik, Channel 2 Action News.
So you have literally coast to coast, from New York to Florida to California and everything in between, massive arrests of pedophiles, massive arrests of sex traffickers, where we've had children found in cages, children found in dungeons, 3 months old found. I mean, folks, you're talking some of the sickest, most twisted, disgusting behavior that gets protected by elements of our government. Some of which were probably involved in these sex cults that got even worse into Satanism and child ritualistic sacrifice and the spirit cookings, which all got exposed in the WikiLeaks. Now listen to the Polk County Sheriff talking about how real and disgusting these pedophiles and child pornographers really are.
For you to understand what child pornography really is, and I'm not so sure that we say that often enough. Certainly there are people that think child pornography is quote-unquote kiddie porn, that it's 16 or 17-year-old girls who make themselves look a lot younger, but they're really mature, and that's not it at all. When we talk about child pornography and those that we've arrested today, they're either dealing in or possessing or trading or a combination of all of those things, of pornography, child pornography, of children being raped, of babies as young as diapers being raped by adult males. This is the most horrific conduct you can ever understand in your entire life. These people have this. Now, obviously, we received information, and that's why we investigated them.
Just brutal to think about this. Brutal to think about infants. You just had another infant go missing in Virginia. What do you think the destiny now is for that child that got kidnapped? You have people close to Bill de Blasio, in fact, the next John Podesta of the Democrat Party, if you will, an aide to Bill de Blasio, gets caught with terabytes of child pornography. You've got other arrests where I don't remember what it was. Honestly, there have been so many. I can't remember all the different teachers, former mayors, this, that, and the other thing, politicians that get caught with this pedophile porn, this child porn. Terabytes of it. And, I mean, you really have to think about that. You're talking about hours and hours of footage, folks. Think about everything that goes down for that to have to happen. And you have to have some form of protection at the top. You have to have some sort of involvement at the top. For all of this to be going on and gotten away with for decades and decades and decades. And then they want to come out and demonize and attack InfoWars because of Pizzagate reporting. The crew's pulling up all the stories right now, just flashing through all of it. Alan Mann caught with 58 terabytes of porn. Do you realize that's probably over hundreds of hours of child porn, ladies and gentlemen? Where the hell does that come from? How does the CIA and the FBI not find that? Oh, now they are. Ah, you see how that works. Yeah, there's Bill de Blasio's aide, arrested for child porn. Don't forget about whom Abedin's husband, Anthony Weiner, busted for sexual activity with minors. Over 340 arrested in global child pornography investigation. How do you think this stuff goes on, folks? These people are protected by elements at the top of the food chain. You better believe it. And they want to make a joke out of InfoWars reporting on the strange pizza references in the WikiLeaks emails when it comes to the Podestas and the Obamas, saying we're going to put young children in pools and hot tubs for your entertainment, having $65,000 pizza and hot dog parties flown in from Chicago. What do you think that is, folks? What do you think that is? You better wake up. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of stuff that President Trump isn't telling you because he doesn't think the world can handle it. You better believe that child sex trafficking is one of those things, and he knows damn well who's running it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.